Fed gives more to go on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. It's a first for the markets today. The Federal Reserve will offer an expanded quarterly forecast for the economy, predictions on inflation, growth, and unemployment. Until now, the Fed only looked 2 years into the future. Today, a three-year view. We'll also get minutes from the last Fed meeting on interest rates. Another important tidbit, the Commerce Department will report on housing construction. These numbers for October are expected to be a 14-year low. Stocks were butchered yesterday. The major indices each lost more than 1.5%, the Dow dipping below 13,000. The mortgage crisis continues to loom like Godzilla. It's inflicted colossal pain on banks and brokerages and may do damage to the broader economy. Wall Street seems convinced recession is likely. On the positive side, the earnings from Hewlett-Packard late yesterday were strong, and HP was surprisingly upbeat about the future. Good news for tech, and that helped to lift Asian markets overnight. Stocks in Europe are trading up as well. Today, Fannie Mae, the government-sponsored mortgage giant, reports its earnings. As Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports, investors are nervous.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the bedrock of the American mortgage industry. Together, the companies own or guarantee nearly half of all U.S. mortgages, a total of $5 trillion. But this once solid foundation is beginning to show cracks as mortgage defaults hit Fannie and Freddie's bottom lines. Chris Mayer directs the Milstein Center for Real Estate at Columbia University.
We are relying on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to provide a lot of capital. If they're not there to provide that capital, it's going to be very hard to find lenders in the housing market.
And then what happens?
Well, if we can't get mortgages, the housing market's going to be in big trouble.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are backed by the U.S. government. That means if the situation sours for the companies, taxpayers are on the hook. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Paper or plastic? Well, you won't hear that question in San Francisco anymore. Starting today, the city becomes the first in the nation to ban traditional plastic bags at big grocery stores. As Sarah Gartner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, grocers are left with few alternatives.
Under this new ordinance, the grocery chains in San Francisco now have a choice. They can hand the customer a paper bag made with at least 40% recycled content, or they can use a special compostable plastic bag. But Dave Hyland at the California Grocers Association says the switch may not be entirely eco-friendly.
There is some concern, are we really reducing the number of bags in the waste stream?
But San Francisco's environmental chief, Jared Blumenfeld, says he'll push stores to use 100% recycled paper bags. And if they can train San Franciscans to bring reusable canvas bags to the market, that'll be even better.
This really isn't rocket science. If we can't outlaw plastic bags, we're never going to be able to deal with the much more complicated issues revolving around our reduction of greenhouse gases.
The plastic ban goes into effect today, but San Francisco officials won't enforce it until December 1st, after the Thanksgiving rush. I'm Sarah Gartner for Marketplace.
If you're going to San Francisco,
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's mission to cure diabetes and its complications. More at jdrf.org. By BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to an energy-independent America by increased use of public transportation. At publictransportation.org.
It's a tale of shady deals, secret payoffs, and wretched excess. And Italians can't get enough of it. Megan Williams reports from Rome on Italy's latest must-read.
The cast centers on a group of men driven by greed, arrogance, and privilege, an oligarchy that has become, in the words of the Italian bestseller, increasingly indifferent to the common good in order to nourish itself. No, this isn't a tale of the mafia. It's a fact-filled account of Italy's most powerful and untouchable politicians. Since the book was published in May, it sold more than 1 million copies in a country where 20,000 is considered a bestseller, and sales show no signs of slowing down. Co-author Sergio Rizzo.
Politicians here don't consider public money belonging to the public, and that means they help themselves.
One after another, Rizzo and co-author Gian Antonio Stella lay out the excesses. The budget for the president's palace, it's four times that of Buckingham Palace. The salary for a typical member of parliament, $23,000 a month, tax-free. Historically, Italians have been forgiving about such extravagances. But now they're struggling to pay the rent, and they want to know where their money is going.
Politicians have created defensive walls that are incredibly difficult to take apart. When you have this kind of entanglement of power, you realize it's created specifically not to function.
Beppe Grillo is a comedian turned political activist who's using the cast to tap into Italians' disgust with their leaders. This fall, he organized a day of nationwide protests with a slogan that told politicians where to go in no uncertain terms. Grillo wants Italy's parliament, the only one in the world with 25 convicted criminals, cleaned up. Authors Rizzo and Stella say lowering political salaries and reducing government would also be a good start. In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
You can hear all the stories we're covering on the Morning Report podcast. Download it at our website. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.